DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelson-Pill in Bonn. Israel has agreed to mobilise further reserve soldiers, fueling speculation that ground troops may be preparing to enter the Gaza Strip. The Israeli cabinet approved the call-up of a total of 75,000 reservists late on Friday, as violence between the two sides escalated. Hamas militants in Gaza fired rockets at Tel Aviv for the second day, while Jerusalem was targeted for the first time in decades. There are no reports of any casualties. Israel, meanwhile, continued to carry out air raids over the Palestinian territory for the third straight day. The latest escalation of violence was triggered on Wednesday when an Israeli airstrike killed the leader of Hamas's military wing, Ahmed Jabari. US President Barack Obama has reportedly expressed his remorse for victims caught up in the conflict, but he's reiterated US support for Israel's right to defend itself. Iran is set to expand its controversial nuclear program. According to a report circulated by the UN Nuclear Agency, Tehran is poised to double its output of high-enriched uranium. The report said that within days, the Islamic Nation planned to increase the number of operational centrifuges at its underground Fordo facility from roughly 700 to 1,400. The West fears the material could be used to develop a nuclear warhead. But Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. Former CIA chief David Petraeus has appeared before a closed-door hearing in Congress, less than a week after quitting his post over an extramarital affair. He faced questioning over his role in the aftermath of the September 11th attack on the US consulate in Benghazi. According to legislators who spoke to US media, Petraeus told House and Senate intelligence panels the Obama administration may have known the attack was carried out by al-Qaeda militants earlier than they let on. Commentators have suggested this testimony differs from his previous account, in which he suggested there was no terrorist involvement in the incident. The administration has come under fire from Republican lawmakers for originally attributing the attack to protests over a US-made anti-Islam film. Four people were killed in the incident, including the US ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. A Bosnian-born US citizen has been sentenced to life in prison for his role in planning an attack on New York City subways. Brooklyn Federal Court sentenced Adis Mejuhadin for his role in the 2009 conspiracy, which he entered into with two other young Muslims. Prosecutors said the plot was designed to avenge American attacks in Afghanistan. The two other men have already pleaded guilty and testified in the hopes of securing a lighter sentence, which is expected next year. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has travelled to Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The pair signed a range of trade agreements, but Putin dismissed concerns raised by Merkel over Russia's human rights record. In particular, Merkel criticised Russia's jailing of three women members of the punk band Pussy Riot, who performed an anti-Putin protest song in Moscow Cathedral. Putin, who has faced unprecedented pro-democracy protests for the past year, defended his nation's decision, saying the band was anti-Semitic. The Swedish furniture giant IKEA has apologised after admitting that it used forced labour from political prisoners in the former communist East Germany to make some of its products. An investigation committed by the company looked into allegations that it benefited from the use of forced labour by East German prisoners, some of whom were political dissidents. The study also found that representatives of IKEA, the world's largest furniture company, are aware of the possibility. Forced labour was a common fate for prisoners in the former East Germany, with many such prison labourers now seeking compensation. The German engineering giant Siemens has secured a deal with Russia to produce hundreds of trains for the country's state-owned railway system. The agreement to produce around 700 locomotives is worth around 2.5 billion euros. Siemens also reported on Friday that it signed another contract to deliver transformers for Russia's national electricity grid, while Russian engineering company also announced it was planning to use controlling software designed by Siemens. For more news and information, please visit our website. Charlotte Chelson-Pill, Deutsche Welle News.